Blog Talk Radio. We have been out and about on the road. We haven't had the Ministering God's Way episode in about 4 weeks. God had blessed us to minister in Sherwood, Mississippi on Monday, March 20th, at the Sherwood Community Center, hosted by R&R Riley Ministries. And we were blessed to be there and to share a word with others that we heard from God on that evening. And we just thank God for that opportunity to be able to speak God's word. And we do want to keep the Rileys lifted up in prayer. We praise God for Brother Robert Riley's healing, miraculous healing taking place. He is home now and he's recovering. And we just want to ask God to continue to heal him and touch his body and bless their ministry and bless their family in Jesus' mighty name. And so today we're looking at the subject and talking about the secret place. And that was the word that I myself had ministered that night, the secret place. And that's what I want to share with you on this afternoon. The secret place, that comes from the 91st division of Psalm, but we do have our scripture that's coming from the 11th chapter of St. Matthew and the 28th verse. Again, that is the 11th chapter of St. Matthew and the 28th verse. And it reads, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest, hallelujah, unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That is Matthew 11 chapter verses 28 through 30. Amen and praise God. God is telling us to come unto him, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said he'll give us rest for our soul. Our soul is our will, our mind, and our emotions. Sometimes you can, you know, you've heard of people having mental breakdowns because they lost their minds, because we want to keep our mind on Christ Jesus. Amen. He that keepeth his mind stayed on Jesus Christ. Jesus said he will keep you in what? Perfect peace. Amen. So he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know, when you go to work, you have some people have laborers. They're laborers. They're not office workers. Some, they have to labor out in the field. They have to labor in a factory. They don't sit down in the office and work in the office environment. They have to work physical. And at the end of the day, you are tired because you have labored. And the Lord says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. So the Lord says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest for your soul. He wants you to stop your working for your labor. If you're tired of laboring in the world, you are, he says, heavy laden. If you're burdened down and you're weary and you seem like all hope is gone and everything has been lost, God said he'll give you rest. And he says he'll give it to your soul. He'll give it back to you in your mind. You'll have peace in your mind. He'll give you in your will and your emotions. You won't have these mental breakdowns, emotional breakdowns, what they call. You will have rest unto your soul, for your soul. But when Jesus talks about the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few, he means in his vineyard. He wants you to come unto him, and he wants you to labor for him. He said because he's got a plentiful harvest, He wants you to labor for him. He wants you to forget about all your things that you have maybe have felt like you have that have caused you accomplished in life, and that you feel that has made you become successful. He wants you to. He says they that will gain their life will lose their life. So those things of the world, those things are not of God, the kingdom, because he that is spiritual discerneth the things that are spiritual. And God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in what? Spirit and in truth. Amen. Amen. Praise God. God is a restorer. He is a restorer of our soul. And he can make you whole if you have been broken. I was talking to a woman on the phone the other day, and she told me she had been sick. She had a mastectomy. She had a bad marriage, and she just made her sick. She got cancer. She had a mastectomy. And she went to the doctor, and she told the doctor, said, "What do I need to give you?" And she said she told the Lord, she told the doctor, or she asked the doctor, "What do you have for a broken heart?" My God, a broken heart. Oh, Jesus, God will heal your heart. He will restore your heart. He will not only restore your soul, he'll restore your whole body, your heart, and he'll make you whole again. And she told me that the doctor gave her the Holy Bible. Praise our God. Thank you, Jesus. The doctor that she had gone to had given her what she needed. She needed that book of life, the Holy Bible, the Word of God. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. Amen. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. Amen. Amen. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Amen. So God is the Word. The Word of God is that is life. God is the Word. And the Word is life. And the Word, and God said, and the Word, God, what did he do? He dwelt among us. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into the world that you and I may have the right to the tree of life, that we might live again. Amen. That we could be born of the water and of the Spirit. Amen. Because, you know, it was in sin that our mothers did conceive us. Amen. We were, when we were, before we even were born, God, he foreknew us. And who he foreknew, he predestined. And who he predestined, he called. And who he called, he justified. And who he justified, he glorified. Amen. So God knew us. He knew us from the beginning of time, before time. He foreknew us. And so Jesus, the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And he says, no man can come unto me unless he goes to who? The Father first, which is God. And remember, the Word says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. So in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen? Because God is the Word. So this doctor gave this woman the Word of God, that she might have life and that she might live again. Amen? So restoration has finally come. It has come to the body of Christ. But it has come to whoever, so whosoever believeth on him. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. No one else can do it. He said, I can give you rest for your soul. Amen. He can make you whole again. Whatever is missing, whatever is lacking, whatever is broken, God can fix it for you. Amen. Amen. Because he's a restorer. He has allowed us an opportunity to choose whom we're going to serve. He tells us in his word, don't choose. You choose this day whom you're going to serve, life or death, blessing or cursing. It's a choice. Excuse me. He said, whosoever will, let him come. It's a free will. Amen. This morning, Miles and I, we were at Calvary Apostolic Church in Louisville. We were departing. We shared a word with a young man, minister of music. And from he's out of Georgia there on this afternoon. And, you know, we were talking about, I was talking to him about being in the will of God, because a lot of times God will allow us to be in his permissive will, but not his perfect will. So we want to always be in the will of God, because if it's God's will, pray that if it's God's will in your life, then it shall be done. Because if we don't ask for God's will to be done in our life, then our backs end up against the wall, and we say, Lord, get me out. Get me out, Jesus. And he said, well, I gave you this is what you wanted. I gave you what you wanted. So we want to always be in the will of God. Amen. And he tells us, he said, guess what he says? He says, for my yoke is easy. See, when you're serving the Lord and living for him, you don't have to be burdened. He said his burden is light. See, he don't want you to have to carry no load. He don't want you to. He's a heavy load carrier. Amen. And he's a burden bearer. Amen. He wants you to submit to him. He said, come on to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. It's nothing too hard for God. And your arms are too short to box with God. And Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he said, I will draw all men. Jesus, he is the answer. So he wants us to come where? To that secret place, amen, of the Most High God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall what? Abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place. There's no secret what God can do. What he has done for others, he'll do it for you. And in that secret place, he wants us to, a personal place that he wants us to commune and to just meet him supernaturally and divinely, where he can communicate to you. And you can hear from on high. Because why? You are seated in heavenly places. Amen? You are, and because why? Jesus is sitting at the right hand of God. And you are now a child of the Most High God. And so you can sit in heavenly places. Because you are now a child of the Most High God. Amen? Amen. The secret place. So God wants us to be what? Hidden, hallelujah, in him, in Christ Jesus. And we don't want to be hiding from people in the world. We don't want to be running from people in the world because we're doing things that we have no business doing. We don't want to, and I'm not talking about those places that we go to in secret. We're talking about the secret place of the Most High God. See, then when you're in the secret place, he said, then you shall dwell. He said, you will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That means God has you covered. He has your front, your back, your side, your left, your right. He's got you. He's got you. You know, there's an expression out in the street, I got your back. Jesus has you. He has everything. He is the potter, and we are the clay. All we have to do is say, shape me, Lord, mold me, and have thine own way. Amen? Amen. Because Jesus is the answer. He's the way. He is the truth. And again, he is the life. The secret place. And, you know, when you go into that secret place, you know, then you can enter. You can hear from heaven. You can hear in the spirit. You can see in the spirit. You can taste in the spirit and taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And his mercy endures unto all generations and forever. Amen? Amen. Then you can smell that he is Hashiraboshi. The rose, Habashiraboshi. His glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that he is the rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. He is the lily of the valley. Yes, he is. And he is the bright and morning star. Amen. You can see, hallelujah, the bright and morning star. Jesus is a restorer. He is a deliverer. He is a healer. Everything you need him to be. And when he tells us to come unto him, he's telling us, come into that secret place. He said, I hide you. You'll be hidden in Christ Jesus. And when you hid in him, ain't nothing nobody can do about it. Because you're under the shadow, hallelujah, of the Almighty. So come unto him. You tired? You're tired of going through? You're tired of going, whatever it is you're going through. You're tired. You're weary. Joy. You need love. Peace, Jesus says, I'll give you. Peace that passeth all understanding. Joy unspeakable I will give you, he said, and full of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love you. Hallelujah. Ooh, Jesus. With an ungodly love and unending love. And he says, I am your love story. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I am your first love. Hallelujah. 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 He's saying, come back, come unto me. There's no sin that you have committed too shameful that God can't deliver you from and give you a testimony. Amen? Amen. It's no secret what God can do because it's nothing too hard for him. I don't care what it looked like, where you've been, how low you went. You know, out in the world, you go to the club, they sing the song, How Low Can You Go? I don't care how low you went, how low down you were. God is a lifter of your head, of our head. God is a lifter of our head. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. The prefix of restoration is rest. He'll restore you back to where you were. He'll restore you naturally in your body. He'll restore your finances. He'll restore your marriage. He'll restore your home, your family, your children. Whatever you need him to restore, he'll restore your mind. He'll restore your soul. And he'll make you whole again, even if you've never given it, your life to him. Say, Father, I surrender all. That's all you have to say, is I surrender all. My blessed Savior, I surrender all. Lord, lead me and guide me in the way that I should go. The Bible talks about one doctrine. It doesn't talk about denomination. It talks about the apostles' doctrine. And the doctrine, that is the doctrine, that's the only doctrine that the Bible talks about. Because he says, we're not given to the doctrine of devils. We're not talking about that, those doctrines. Because the devil has doctrines too. We're talking about the apostles' doctrine. This is after the Acts of the Apostles. Amen. Jesus had 12 disciples, followers of him, that were doers of his holy and precious word. Amen. Not just hearers and preachers, but doers of his word. And the apostles' doctrine was that they repented of their sins and they were baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So Jesus is saying, and that's Acts 2:38. Read it for yourself. The book of Acts 2:38. Excuse me. He says, repent. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, and then you shall receive what? The Holy Ghost. Amen. The gift of the Holy Ghost. He says, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Hallelujah. And then this Acts 2:40 reads, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. 41 reads, Acts 2:41 reads, when they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Hallelujah. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayer. Jesus Christ tells us, in all things give thanks. Pray without ceasing. He say, pray in season and out of season. Because why? Prayer changes things, people, and situations too. Won't he do it? If he's done it for others, he'll do it for you. Try Jesus today. Go to the secret place of the Most High God, and ye shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God bless you.